Friday on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Well, Airbnb's back in the media again, back in the news for all the wrong reasons. I'll just give you a bit of a hint of what's going on here. In fact, there's an interesting quote here. They're talking about the national average rent cost $600 a week over the June quarter. The rental vacancy rate sat at just 1.4%. Here's a quote. Prior to the pandemic era, the national rental vacancy rate was 2.5%. That's how much conditions have tightened. With limited new rental supply and persistent strong demand for rentals, the vacancy rate is anticipated to remain low. No surprises there. It says rental companies, including Airbnb, have been widely criticised over claims of hiking rent prices and curbing the availability of long-term rentals. And Byron Bay is set to introduce caps on short-term rental accommodation. This is from September. Now, we've heard of what happened down there in Noosa. They took action too. I haven't had an update for some time, but there were seemingly positive results there. And better behaviour too, which is another point. We've got the end of the football season coming up, and everybody up here knows these football teams turn up in town in big numbers. They get into the Airbnbs. They fill the properties full of booze. The long-term residents there, and particularly elderly residents, say it's a living nightmare. The car parks are all taken up. The bottles are left in big heaps, if not smashed, etc. And the noise of the all-night parties is just a nightmare. These used to be quiet and really enjoyable residences. Now, particularly for older residents, long-term residents, they're a nightmare, particularly at the end of the footy season. Now, Byron Bay is introducing caps on short-term rental accommodation from September, prohibiting people from renting out non-hosted properties, non-hosted properties, the key word there, for more than 60 days a year for most of the Shire. Now, the Byron Shire Mayor is Michael Lyon. He told 7 News, protecting residential areas for residential uses was absolutely essential. He said, quote, "We know we're under assault from these platforms." And he's on the line here somewhere. There he is, Mayor Michael Lyon, Byron Shire Council Mayor. Michael, good morning.
Good morning.
You're not alone taking up the cudgels on this particular matter. Constantly we're getting complaints up here, and particularly football season, end of the football season, about the behaviour. What's your issue down there in the Byron Shire?
Well, it's housing stress, housing availability, housing affordability. That's been an ongoing problem. We've sort of been the canary in the coal mine initially. We declared a housing emergency 3 years ago, given conditions on the ground. The pandemic, would think would make it some relief in terms of tourism dropping off and homes coming back into the long-term market. But actually what happened was a whole heap of people moved from the cities to the regions, which actually just added to the stress in terms of people working from home but not having enough housing in the local area for the workers of the local area and for the businesses of the local area. So it actually ends up eating itself. Mm. Even the tourism businesses can't hire the staff and have to operate on reduced hours. So it's all out of balance and it's all out of whack. And that's what we're trying to do is redress that balance, preserve our residential areas for residential uses. There is a balance in there. So if you have a granny flat or, you're hosting people in a room or, you have two houses, if you like, on the one property, then that's considered hosted if you're there at the time. So that still will be uncapped. But for just an average everyday dwelling sitting on a 600 square metre block, you as an owner, if you don't live there, you won't be able to Airbnb it for more than 60 days a year. So that should provide the economic incentive to mean that people then have a better option for dollars to long-term rent it. It also will stop when tourism returns in numbers, which it hasn't yet, to pre-pandemic levels. When it returns, if we don't have some protections in place, I shudder to think about the incentive that people will have to buy up long-term rental properties and short-term let them.
Do you know the key word here, and I'm glad you're using it too, non-hosted properties? This is the nightmare up here. I mean, it's not just places like homes that are rented out to a small number. We have very significant numbers of units, multi-storey unit blocks that don't have anybody at the front desk. So you try and get some intervention at 2 or 2.30 or 3 o'clock on a Saturday night because of an all-night party, and the language and the smashed glasses, the brought, it's just a nightmare for elderly people. Yeah. It's just become a living nightmare, whereas for years they'd had this lovely, quiet retirement setting without bad behaviour. Now it's a nightmare.
Unacceptable. The one thing the government got right here, they didn't get a huge amount right, but the one thing they got right in New South Wales is they brought in a really strong code of conduct around party houses and amenity. So that if in here, if you have two incidents that are upheld as being unacceptable in terms of noise complaints or whatever,
yes,
then you're struck out for 5 years and you can't Airbnb, you can't short-term let that property for 5 years. Mm. So now, there hasn't been much follow-up on that in terms of actual prosecutions or anything. I'm sure there's even been one. But the regulations are there. Mm. We're just not quite there with the compliance yet. Obviously, we've been working hard to get this 60-day cap in, and that comes in September. And then from there, we have to obviously then put the effort into the compliance of that, making sure that is going to be upheld. But, yeah, look, I'm sorry to hear about that problem you're having up there. Obviously, from the amenity point of view, it's just not acceptable.
Oh, by the way, Michael, it's worldwide. I mean, councils worldwide have had to take action because they've had the same sort of issues worldwide as well. Can I just take you to another matter that's not worldwide? This is an issue down there at Byron Bay. It reads here today, next year's Byron Bay Blues Fest will be the last. Festival director Peter Noble declaring time to close this chapter. He's confirmed the curtain would come down on the festival after 35 years without a reason for the decision. Well, this is generations of, well, they're not young Australians anymore. A lot of them are middle-aged and older Australians. And it was just, it was the Holy Grail, the Byron Bay Blues Fest. What's gone wrong?
Oh, look, I think it's just the market factors. You were seeing festivals all over the world. You know, that model of entertainment is just not stacking up anymore, you know, with all of the costs and all of the problems, you know, the regulations and just how hard it is and how costly it is to hold a festival. But I just don't think it stacks up anymore. So, look, it's really sad. It's been an icon of Byron. You know, it's just been such a great event for so many years. And you know, I look at the positive and say, well, hey, we've still got one more. Let's go out with a bang. You know, let's really make the most of that and enjoy it and celebrate what has been such an amazing an event, you know, such an amazing event for our Shire and for Australia, for people to enjoy and come from all over to enjoy. So, you know, let's get it and enjoy it.
Michael, it's a rite of passage and has been a rite of passage for, I think, about three generations. Do you remember going as a young bloke?
Definitely. I think since I was, certainly probably 27, 26, 27 years ago, I think, on my first Blues Fest.
So it must have sentimental memories for you, sentimental value, because it's been... What's happened to that new generations? It's just not their go, or what is it?
We had a good one, I think, post-COVID. There was one that was well-attended. Last year wasn't so good. I think.
Oh, really?
I think it's just high. Like, I'll tell you the other factor that's really critical here.
Yeah.
And this saw off Splendor as well. It's the people, the younger people don't have the money.
Oh, really?
Like, everyone's doing it so tough. It's tough out there.
Yeah.
You know, you look at housing costs, you look at the cost of living, it is a real thing. And for discretionary expenditure, you know, to stump up, you know, $600-800, whatever it is, for three or five-day ticket for whatever the festival, it's just not stacking up for people. You know, it's not that they don't want to do it. I don't think that there's, you know, some massive, you know, moving away from wanting to go and enjoy live music festivals. You know, for days. I think it's just people are doing it tough. And in that environment, combined with all of the extra costs of holding it, it just doesn't stack up, unfortunately, by the look of it.
Very interesting insight. Very interesting indeed. Michael, thanks for this.
Yep, no worries, mate. Always happy to chat.
On both fronts. That's Mayor Michael Lyon from the Byron Shire Council, Byron Bay.